This week, I received a letter from a Duluth listener named Pat Farrell, who writes, I grew up in northern Kentucky, where my mother continued to live for some 50-odd years in the same house in which she raised her 7 children. The neighborhood was full of big old trees, and our backyard was full of the constant din of birdsong. My mother delighted in her birds. She had feeders on her back porch and bird baths in the yard. In the lush Kentucky summer, her back door was open, and when her hearing was good, she invited the sound of bird song and chatter into her house. In her later years, as she became more and more debilitated, her kitchen window was a steady source of joy. When her children would call, we would get a full report on the birds. Her back porch included a wren house. Every year to the day, the wrens would return to the house and busy themselves with spring cleaning, nest building, egg laying and hatching, and finally feeding and fledging the young. All of this was accomplished with amazing vitality bordering on frenzy. This annual ritual provided a rhythm to my mother's life, not unlike that of her own life, rearing and fledging 7 children in the very house from which she observed her wrens. Perhaps the most poignant detail of the story is that the wren's annual return date was April 18th, my mother's birthday. Pat Farrell continues, My mother died this past March 9th. On what would have been her 88th birthday, several of the family gathered at her house to wait for the wrens. Like dedicated children, they did return despite the absence of their most appreciative admirer. On her back porch, they continue their instinctual ritual, eagerly preparing the nest, anticipating new life, and singing with all their might. I have often wondered about these creatures. Who are these particular wrens? Are they all the offspring of an original couple who made a nest there? Were they hatched on my mother's porch last summer? How did they find their way back to the same little house on the same porch on the same day? I wrote back to Pat, Although most wrens have tragically short lives, at least 2 individuals that we know of have survived longer than 7 years. Adults may return to the exact area where they've nested previously, but may not. No one understands quite what makes individuals choose to return to the same place or to move on to another. For your mother to have had wrens every single year, the habitat in her yard must have been perfect, the kind of place that any wren passing through would have liked to move into. In great habitat, many of the birds returning year after year would have been the original pair and some of their descendants. But I use the word pair loosely. After one batch of babies leaves the nest while they're still dependent, the male feeds and cares for them while the female moves on to another mate. Then her first mate will seek a second mate after he's done raising the babies, and he'll start looking while he's still a bachelor father. Birds like Pat Farrell's mother's house wrens can provide beautiful, sparkling threads in the fabric of our lives. Whether we notice them or not, they're part of our environment, defining our personal habitat visually and orally. When we pay attention, our world is that much richer and lovelier. Pat Farrell's mother was mindful of the birds in her surroundings, and they paid her back with a lifetime of joy and then a lovely tribute, their own little rituals with family and home, providing those who remembered her with a beautiful memorial to remember a remarkable woman. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.